The first take on high school, the region, and the world of sports on Elkhart and Goshen Sports Station, ESPN Radio 1027.
Welcome back here to the home stretch, ESPN Radio 1027. I'm Pat Doherty alongside Todd Burlidge. As we turn our attention to National Signing Day tomorrow, we welcome in the National Recruiting Analyst for 247 Sports as Steve Wilfong joins the show. Steve, first and foremost, thanks for taking some time today. Busy time of the year for you guys.
Pat Burlidge, love coming on in my hometown area. How are you folks?
Doing good, doing good.
Bad. Saw the 574 AC, man. How about that?
Yeah, man. I just hope you guys are doing well up there, man. I wish I was up there, hitting that Bar Louie maybe later tonight. Corby's.
There you go.
I'll be chasing recruiting news tonight instead of chasing cocktails.
Exactly. Let's first and foremost, instead of going team first, we'll go Indiana recruits. As you look at, I think Indiana has started to produce more and more each year some of the top talent, I guess, in the country. You look at Hunter Johnson at one point rated as one of the best quarterbacks in the country from Brownsburg. Looking to sign potentially with the now national champion Clemson Tigers. Is that where he's going to stay? Do you feel like that's going to be a great fit for him?
Hunter's already enrolled at Clemson, and he'll be in spring ball competing for the job that Deshaun Watson just left with another young man who was a four-star recruit named Derek Cooper. Mm-hmm. Hunter Johnson, the number two pro-style passer in the country for 24/7 Sports. Most upside at the position, in my opinion. A fantastic athlete, a natural thrower of the football, and a guy that picked a great offense. Couldn't have picked a better school for his skill set. And Dabo Swinney and those guys have a tremendous track record of developing young quarterbacks. And we'll see what's in store for Hunter, but he'll be competing this spring for the defending national champs.
You look at another guy that Elkhart County has seen kind of torch a couple local teams in Goshen last year and the year before that, Concord. Matt Kippenhammer from Fort Wayne Snyder, a great talent at 6'1", a wide receiver, but really an athlete, currently committed to go to Penn State. Any chance that he flips and maybe goes to Notre Dame?
No, I think Mac's going to stay with Penn State. He took an official visit to Penn State the weekend of the 20th and was surrounded by all the Nittany Lions commits. And Notre Dame pushed for him late, but it was too late. And Mac, I don't see him flipping. I think he'll sign with Penn State tomorrow.
Steve, I'm kind of scrolling down this list here of top Indiana recruits, Indiana players here. I see a ton of Big Ten. I see Pete Werner, number two,
offensive line. Yeah, the guy Notre Dame's trying to flip is Russ East from Louisville. They had him on campus this past weekend, and Russ hasn't made a final decision, and people believe he's torn. So we'll see what he does. But Notre Dame, he's a Notre Dame-type kid.
Okay.
He knows the people at Louisville so well, especially the guys he's currently committed with. So it'd be hard to say no to those guys and go to a place where he doesn't maybe know the people as well, but he knows that Notre Dame is a good fit for him and what he is as a person, and obviously the stage that Notre Dame plays football on is exciting to him as well. That's one that I could see him flipping and being in Notre Dame's class.
Rush East, the cornerback, and Notre Dame actually has zero cornerbacks in this particular recruiting class, so that's something to watch for sure. As I scroll down this list, I see the Indiana Hoosiers landing a lot of the top 20 talent in this state. Is something cooking down there? Obviously, with the new coach, Tom Allen, is he really making a push to stay local and bring these guys in?
Well, Kevin Wilson is where this class started, and he did as good a job recruiting at Indiana as I've seen in recent memory, and Tom Allen's just carrying that over. And while Purdue has been pretty non-existent in state under the past regime, Indiana really ramped it up and got a lot of the guys that they wanted.
Once again, we're joined by Steve Wilfong, the National Recruiting Analyst for 247 Sports. Let's flip it over. Let's look at Notre Dame as we look at kind of another rebuilding year for the Fighting Irish. Obviously, the quarterback job kind of up for grabs. Who do you feel is going to impact them most tomorrow on signing day?
You're talking about for the Irish?
Yeah, Fighting Irish.
Well, the good thing about Notre Dame is they don't really need a lot of instant impact guys in this class with what they're returning next year. They played a lot of guys with 2 years of eligibility left, and they're returning darn near everybody. Some guys that I do think will make an impact right away. Notre Dame signing arguably the top tight end class in America, Cole Kmet and Brock Wright. Brock Wright's already enrolled out of the state of Texas, the nation's number two tight end for the 24/7 Sports Composite. He's 6'5", 245. He'll find the field right away. And the other tight end, Cole Kmet out of the Chicagoland, the number three tight end in the land. Those guys with Alize Jones, gives Notre Dame quite a versatile trio. Not to discount the other guys on the roster, but I like those two freshmen. But Notre Dame's offensive line class, yet again, is one of the best in America. Joshua Lugg and Robert Hainsey were two heralded recruits. And then Aaron Banks is a kid at 6'7", 315 pounds, has the most upside in the class, in my opinion. A guy that, under Harry Hiestand's tutelage, if he puts it together, could be that next high draft pick to come out of South Bend. And then they just have a road grader in Dylan Gibbons. So four offensive linemen. I think Notre Dame added some speed and playmaking ability at receiver. Mm-hmm. They got a quarterback down the road in Avery Davis, who's a winner on the high school level, plays for Powerhouse Cedar Hill in Texas. So it's a good class, and Notre Dame's not done. They'd like to add a couple more defensive linemen by tomorrow. They're in on top 247 defensive end Myron Tagovailoa-Amosa out of Hawaii. And then Jalen Harris, who's an Arizona commit out of the state of Arizona, Notre Dame's got a shot to land one, if not both of those.
That's going to be interesting, this late push. If they can pull this off, boy, it would be quite a magic act, to be honest with you, with six new assistants, a 4-8 record. And again, you mentioned Notre Dame lost six players from in the last year, six committed recruits, but gained three already. I want to switch over to Purdue, though. Jeff Brohm, doing the best he can. You know, I think anytime a new regime comes in, it makes it tough. What are you seeing? I see 21 commits. You guys have Purdue's class rated as number 64, basically three-star guys across the board. Anything there jump out at you, Steve?
Well, I think, you know, Purdue, it's the bottom of the Big Ten in the 24/7 sports rankings, where they consistently lived in the Daryl Hazel era. I don't think that those guys recruited with the intensity necessary to win in the Big Ten, and that's what I'll be looking out of Coach Brohm and the new staff, is how hard they get after it on the recruiting trail. I thought Purdue ended up with a lot of low-hanging fruit in the past regime, a lot of guys that only had one Power 5 offer, and it was Purdue. I thought those guys were actually pretty good football coaches, and they were ready to play most Saturdays and gave teams hell pretty consistently, but just didn't have enough Jims and Joes to finish games off and get the victories they were looking for. And that just goes back to recruiting and pounding the pavement and having the energy and passion for it that's necessary, especially when you're a Big Ten school. I do think Coach Brohm will be an upgrade in that regard, and his staff will be, because it has to be, because the previous staff left the low expectations.
Once again, Steve Wiltfong from 247 Sports, where he's the national recruiting analyst. Steve, always a pleasure. My man, we'll have a beer for you tonight over at Bar Louie. We'll be thinking about you.
That's where you're going. All right. You guys take care. Appreciate you.
All right. You too, brother.
Thanks, Steve.
When you look at the list, Todd, and I've had the opportunity to watch a lot of these kids in my coverage of high school sports for the Regional Radio Sports Network, the Indiana Football Digest. Matt Kippenhammer is a great talent. I haven't had a chance to see Hunter Johnson up close, but Pete Werner, I mean, that kid's a stud going to Ohio State. If you look at it, the national recruiting team rankings by 247 Sports has Ohio State number two recruiting class, Michigan number four. So if you're a fan of either one of those teams, and I know we have a hotbed of those here in the area, you got to be happy about that. It's going to be interesting. Tomorrow we will keep you updated as all of the recruiting comes through and everybody has their official signing tomorrow. We'll keep you updated throughout the show. So with that being said, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, are you looking for local beers to have at your Super Bowl party? Well, we have the list for you. We're going to talk about that next when we come back. I'm Pat Doherty alongside Todd Berlitz. This is The Home Stretch here on ESPN Radio 102.7.
The Home Stretch with Pat Doherty, ESPN Radio 102.7.